In Ken Robinson's speech, he argued that the present education system in England and America robs children of their creativity. The education stresses rote learning and practical subjects like English and mathematics. An ideal person in education is a professor. This system does not encourage a training to create something new, and this deprives human beings of an only means to develop our society, creativity. I think his opinion is right to the point, and the same problem exists in Japanese education system. However, Japanese education system is much worse than the ones in the West, and should be improved as soon as possible. I pick up three bad points of it. First, rote learning is stressed in studying all subjects in Japan. In English class, every student repeats the same sentence loudly many times and does not learn how to reply to a greeting. In mathematics, students only learn formulas by their heart and apply them to questions. And surprisingly, actual technical classes like physical education and music class put the importance on exams. In contrast, art classes that stimulate children's creativity are few. Students are absorbed in rote learning and preparation for exams, so there is no room for creativity. Second, students have to devote most of their school life to preparation for entrance exams. In Japan, to get a stable and high salary job, entering universities keeping high deviation value is necessary. A lot of parents make their children go to cram schools, and students have to struggle with much homework. Thus, they do not have much time to enjoy classes in school, especially actual technical classes. At Keio University, a lot of my friends used to go to cram schools and had studied hard since they were elementary school students. Third, in Japanese education, classes that teach students how to read are few. In the curriculum of compulsory education and public high schools, classes of home economics are sometimes done. However, most of the private schools, a lot of classes aim at entrance exams, and students cannot learn how to cook, wash clothes, and do needlework. Therefore, a lot of students cannot do any housework. Of course, I'm not good at housework. I took lessons of home economics in elementary school, but those classes are much worse than classes of subjects used in entrance exams. These days, people say it is good for husbands to do housework. However, if the situation in home economics class continues, husbands cannot do any domestic chores. Considering the three points, I think that all schools of compulsory education in Japan should be public, and in these 9 years, classes that stimulate creativity and teaches how to read should be placed the importance on. In all public schools under the same curriculum, students take creative classes. For example, creative dance class in physical education and drawing pictures under a free team in art class. In addition, home economics become a big part of the curriculum so that every student can read by himself. This curriculum cultivates children's creativity and an ability to read. As Robinson said, creativity is necessary for development of human beings. Only the weapon human beings have is creativity, so we will die if creativity dies. Therefore, to cultivate creativity is urgent business for us. To take the first step, we have to change Japanese education.